Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
So we have an amazing show today. I don't know, that might sound a little narcissistic, but it's a good show, man. We talked about Lynette and I are, you know, breaking the law a little bit. We talked about how our kids are doing, how we're keeping them entertained. But first,
let's tell you about NetSuite. There's enough uncertainty to go around right now. NetSuite reduces it by giving you visibility and control. With so many critical decisions to make, you need the right numbers and you need them right now. NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. With NetSuite, we give you financials, cash flow, payroll, inventory, and more all in one place. So you can have clear visibility and total control of your business. NetSuite customers have the flexibility to work from anywhere with immediate clarity on critical information right at their fingertips. No more guessing or waiting. You can make smarter decisions with confidence because you've got crystal clear visibility into your numbers. Join over 20,000 companies who trust NetSuite to stay in control. So right now, you'll receive your free guide, Managing Business Uncertainty, and schedule your free product and tour right now at netsuite.com/FCOL. So don't wait. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/FCOL. That's netsuite.com/FCOL.
Be sure to check out Podcast One's great true crime programming, including shows like Copycat Killers from the Reels channel.
This is Dr. J. Buzz von Ornsteiner, forensic psychologist from Copycat Killers, Reels Channel's true crime program about real murders inspired by movies.
Cold Case Files from A&E.
From A&E, this is Cold Case Files. I'm Brooke, and here's the dignified Bill Curtis with the classic case, The Taunt.
And Court Junkie, which was recently named to Marie Claire's list of top true crime podcasts.
This is Jillian, and you are listening to Court Junkie.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Stephanie?
What's going on, Lynette?
That's For Crying Out Loud.
Sure is.
How
couldn't
you doing,
be
Kaylin?
More excited. Oh, sorry.
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Kaylin, you sound off. What's going on? What's going on, sweetie?
No, nothing. Nothing's going on. I just have a couple things to do today in prep for this show and ACS later on.
ACS.
So I got a lot of work on my hands this morning.
So you're busy is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. How's your girlfriend?
She's great. Yeah. We actually, we put our daughter in the swing over the weekend for the first time, and she loved that.
Oh.
So that was fun.
Aww.
I can't believe you didn't put her in the swing earlier.
Well, we didn't have a swing.
Oh, why not? You guys seem like swingers.
Hey. The swings are the best. That's the best. It keeps them busy. Anything to keep them busy.
I know. I'm very surprised, Kaylin, because you've heard Lynette and I talk about this a lot, about the circuit training that you got to do when they're little babies. And you're beyond that point. You got to go Jiminy, swing, eat, sleep, tummy time.
Back to the swing.
Yeah. Go for a walk. Back to the swing. Back to the swing. More
and then
swinging.
The jumpy. You gotta get
jumpy. Then the extra saucer. Don't forget the extra saucer. That's like you plant those suckers there and you could like go to Vegas for a day and come back. They're having a good time.
I'm writing this all down.
They have those on the extra saucer. The extra saucer is such a lifesaver. That thing has all the different little toys that not interesting, you know, to really a 12-month-old, but super interesting to a baby.
Yes.
They're like, what's this thing? It like if you kind of push it, it springs back, and then there'll be like a mirror where they'll be like, oh my God, I'm playing with someone else.
Right.
I thought we were quarantining, but I got a friend.
My kids, oh, they loved those things. It saved my life. And I had two of them, one for each kid.
Ugh. It's so funny. I forgot for a second that you have twins as well. So I was going to say it came in double handy with twins.
Mm-hmm.
One's in the swing, one's in the extra saucer. That's then you right. just kind of move them around like a circuit. Like, right. okay, this one's out, you're out. Time for Jiminy. Time, lay on your back. Look at the ceiling.
You could get at least 5 episodes of Married at First Sight now. This time.
Yeah.
If you keep it going. You got to keep it going, though. You got to keep it going around and around. You know, you got to pause, switch them, then unpause. See what's going on between Matt and Amber. Pause. Switch them.
I feel like I was a little bit opposite to a lot of people, and maybe some people at home with new babies will relate to this, but I dreaded the night because especially before they were really sleeping through the night, it was the daytime. I was like, well, I feel a lot of people don't like the daytime because it's so constant, but I was like, I got this down. I have a lot of shit for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And but at night. Yes, me too.
Yeah, I was afraid in the night. I was just telling this to Patrick. I saw Patrick's baby, by the way. I broke the law. Well, let's say hi to our special listeners first, and I'll tell you what happened.
Sure, let's do it. Let's do it. We got our new one, Rachel Newcomb. She's a newcomer. Our newcomer, Rachel Newcomb.
That's handy dandy that she's got that last name then.
I know. It's perfect. Rachel, did you plan that? She certainly didn't talk to Randy Mae Ames, who's really not got the name thing down.
Come on, Randy.
But Carrie Berry does.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's, you know, around Mother's Day when we start doing ads for You Know Who, which we're not doing right this minute, so I won't say it, but
we'll save it for then. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got Ishan Vajpayee, the OG.
He's my pal, by the way. He sent me a nice message on Facebook about my rowing situation. That's right. He's a rower.
Uh-huh. Oh, damn Ishan.
Right. Ishan, I'm giving
he's
you a
cute, too.
He is. Yeah, he gave me some tips. So thank you,
that's
Ishan.
That's so nice. And then we got Stephanie Stinker. Love her.
She did not give me a message on Facebook, and she is not a rower, by the way.
Well, I've talked to her on Facebook, so.
Yeah.
I have custody of her. Mm-hmm. Then we got Krista Stroop. What's up, Stroopy? She's one of the troop, Krista Stroop. We got Aaron, who it is? Landis.
Aaron Landis.
Every time I see Aaron Landis, I think I have a neighbor who has a similar Erica. It's a very similar name, and I always get confused and scared that my neighbor's on our list.
Oh.
Then I realize it's not. No. Anyway, so that gave me a start. Kelly Brandt, what's up? Kelly Brandt, not your aunt.
What's up, Kelly?
Oh, and then get ready to get excited. Casey Howell and Amanda Crittenden.
Oh, those two dirty grifters. I love those two.
Yes, we chatted with them over the weekend, and because it was Casey Howell's birthday.
Happy birthday again, Casey. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Angie Saldivar. Getting ready. She's a very big into teacher appreciation, which we'll talk about.
That's right. It's teacher appreciation week.
Yep. So hang in there, Angie. And then we got, these are the dirty grifters, Gabby Fonseca and Misty Schaefer.
Oh, okay. Well, the other ones can be that too, can't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got Rebecca Lubin. She's so cute. We can't, there's nothing to rag on her for. Michelle McKibben. We love our heart.
Michelle.
Amy Cunt, I mean Hunt, is right up there. Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all,
you're breaking the law.
I didn't get any sleep last night. First
of all,
What happened? Are people waking up in the middle of the night and like can't go back to sleep? Like I have been waking up a lot in the middle of the night, and then I just lay there and I can't go back to sleep, and it drives me insane. And I haven't had it in a while. Sunny gets it all the time. Shocker. But I woke up at 4:30 this morning, and I've been up ever since. Because I knew that we had our show at night. And then also, Sunny is getting up at 5:45 a.m.
Why?
And he's going for a jog. Mm-hmm. He gets up at 5:45 and he leaves the house at 6. And he goes for
a long hour. Why is he doing that?
because he loves to go jogging. He loves to, he likes to, you know, Sonny likes to listen to his podcast or whatever the heck he listens to and go for walks and stuff. And he likes to jog. He likes to run, you know, he's always loved to run and he Maybe loves getting up crack. Early. Maybe he's doing crack.
No, that is what I meant to say, yes. But what I actually said was maybe he should run track.
Yeah, he did. He did a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I do now. Yeah. Well, yeah. That was when he was young.
Yeah, I know. And I encourage him to look into it at school, but he's just not interested. He still, you know, he likes. And he's doing his basketball on Zoom and everything, but I don't think it's enough exercise for him. He likes a lot of exercise. So he loves getting up early. He likes to get up before everybody else. And I don't like it because, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's early. It's still early. I mean, the light is out, but, you know,
I understand. It's like he's out in the middle of the night. I understand.
Right. Right. It's like he's out in the middle of the night. And I tell him, text me when you get back, you know, tell me you're back. And he does. But, you know, I can't go back to sleep. So, and he's been going like every day. But I do fall back asleep, but I have my phone like right next to me. And I check it. I can see him where he is. Yeah. So, but this morning, woke up at 4:30. And then I just kept thinking, oh, God, he's going to get up soon. And then he did. And then, you know, just as I'm falling back asleep, he gets up. Then, you know, so anyway, there's just that's been going on. But, yeah, I broke the law. Because
what'd you do?
Patrick was, you know, Patrick's got this house in the backyard. And he's got a big area. And he has, like, a fire pit. And he's got the chairs that are, like, apart from each, you know, like a few feet apart. And he said he wanted to have a meeting back there, our once a week Corolla drinks meeting with like the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's only,
okay.
Yeah, there's just four of us. So I was like, all right. And he just had a baby too. And I, you know, we just came, sat in his backyard, no hugging or anything. And saw the baby through the, you know, his wife like brought the baby out and she was like in the living area.
Did she have a plexiglass crib?
like the play in the bubble, John Travolta.
Yes, like a salad bar guard over the
right,
baby.
Like a sneeze guard, like a sneeze guard over the baby. Now you know, like some people are like, you know, they get very nervous. But Patrick and Cherie, they were not, they're not uptight that way, and. They were happy to, Patrick was very happy, you know, he's been a dad since basically when this started, March 6th.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they've been in quarantine this whole time and he's been dying for some like social, you know, Patrick, you know how Patrick is. So we went over there, I went over there and was there for like an hour and, you know, he's a new dad and everything. And it's fun. Like it's fun to talk to a new dad. And he's just like, yeah, you know, babies just don't stop. They just don't stop. They are just, yeah. And I'm like, they still don't stop 13 years later. But, you know, I, you know, giving him the whole thing, like it gets easier and, you know, and, but they're holding up good. They're holding up pretty well. It's just fun to see like a little, you know, young couple with the new baby and
yeah,
hearing all the trials and tribulations.
People forget, like, first of all, one of the reasons why, you know, baby books do so well and, you know, shows like ours when it first started is because people are dying to feel less alone and go, oh my God, having a baby is hard. And they don't want, you know, every picture on every product, baby product, diapers, whatever the thing you buy, it's always shows us smiling like the cutest baby.
Right.
You know, like baby models.
Right.
And there, you never see a baby whose face is all red and scrunched up like they've been crying for an hour straight and nobody can console.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, you never see, they don't have commercials for that. You have to find that shit out from your friends.
Yes.
You have to go, oh my God, this baby will not stop crying. I think there's something wrong with it. And then your friend has to go, no, sometimes they honestly do that.
Right.
When you have to, and you go, it can't, this can't be normal. My baby's been crying for 2 hours. And somebody has to go, well, no, it is, it actually is kind of normal.
Right, right. You know, I remember when the kids first started eating real food and, you know, I had to make them breakfast. I think it was when they started going to preschool, and then I would make them their lunch, and then they come. And I remember sending a tweet out going, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. I got to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day of the week. And Jill Kimmel, Jimmy's sister, wrote back and said, yep, for 18 years. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Can't they just have cereal for dinner and call it a day? Like, do they have to have breakfast, lunch, dinner?
It's so funny. It's so funny. That's something that no one ever tells you. They don't ever say at the beginning, by the way, you're going to have no freaking clue what to make these people for lunch.
Right.
Pack them for lunch. It's going to suck. That's going to be the bane of your existence. Like, yeah, there's going to be so few foods they eat, and they're going to come home with a lunchbox that has everything that you packed them, and you're going to be like, well, what the hell did you eat?
Right. Then they, I know. And you, and then you're going to think, oh, I think I got this. They love peanut butter and jelly. And then they come home and they hate peanut butter and jelly. I don't like it, spaghetti. You know, I mean, you think you got it down, and then they just, you know, they just constantly fuck with you for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's so many things. And I mean, I know it's almost hack at this point to talk about what they don't tell you. Right. But a lot of what they don't tell you is in the first year that you go, oh my God, a lot of people, not everybody. I thought everybody, when I first had LB, I was like, everybody is miserable and nobody told me. And then I did find out that there were people who were like, oh, I love this phase. And those people were not my people.
Right.
That's okay. Now a lot of those people are my people. At the time, I felt really alienated by people that were having an easy time of it. Do you know what I mean? Right. I felt almost angry with them.
Oh, yeah.
Suspicious. Like, maybe they're not telling me the truth. And I think I told you about the one friend of mine that was like, that I would ask her at the beginning, how's everything going? I didn't want to say, oh my God, this is so hard. So I would try to fish and be like, how's it going? And she was like, it's perfect. And then probably 2 months into it, I started being honest about, you know, I was like, this is really hard. I'm crying all the time and kind of telling her I felt like a freak. And she was like, well, to be honest, I was just saying that because I was embarrassed, but it's horrible. It's really hard. And then she eventually told me that she'd kind of had like some PPD and she thought the baby might've had colic.
Uh-huh.
But at the time she was like, it's great. We found this ball that I just bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce.
Who are these people? I'll tell you, I think Kaylin's met somebody that's like that though. I think that she's got it down. She seems pretty happy. She seems like she's got that mother thing going.
Yeah, she's doing very well at it. Although last night we didn't get very much sleep, so that wasn't very fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So does she ever just like lose her shit, Kaylin? Does she get, you know, like does she ever just go, oh my God, I hate this. It's so hard.
No, not really. Although again, last night, we brought her into bed to sleep with us and she would not go back to sleep. And we were kind of losing our shit with her in the middle of the night. She just wouldn't sleep. She wouldn't go to sleep. She was running around wanting to play. And, we were both kind of losing our shit last night, actually.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel for you. When I say I'm afraid of the night, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, there's times where, it can make you crazy because they're not even unhappy.
Right.
They're just awake. And you're like, why are you awake? Did you not get the memo that it's nighttime? This is, I'm always been like, when something happens like that, I can't see into the future. I just go, oh my God, this is how it's always going to be. She's never going to sleep again.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm never going to sleep. I'm going to like lose my mind. I'm going to end up in an insane asylum from lack of sleep.
That's my life. This is my life. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what Patrick was saying. Like he said, he said that she's, the wife was doing very well. You know, she's, his wife is really sweet, you know, and she seems like she's got a good disposition for being a mama, you know. And, but like, you know, he said that, but at one point he said, like, the other night she looked at me and she goes, "I'm going to bed. This is all you. You take over." And he was like, "Oh shit. Okay."
Like, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, as we've talked about many times, it's like that default parent thing where you just go, "Oh my God, this is, even if the guy's being great, you just feel like, oh my God, this is all on me."
That's right.
It's all me. People. I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You want to talk about our new sponsor, by the way?
Yes, I really do. Okay, so I'll tell you what it is.
Caldrea.
It's hand care products. Mm-hmm. And don't you want to have something that smells delightful?
I would love that. I'm sick of the dish soap that I use all the time.
Yeah, well, these are hand soaps and hand lotions with amazing smells. Listen to some of the scents. So they have these featured scents that sound amazing, like ginger palmello. Have you ever even heard of that?
No, but it sounds amazing.
It's got citrus, ginger, basil, sweet peony. I love sweet peony.
Me too. My favorite. So
that's the ginger palmello. That's one of their featured scents. And then also, this one sounds so good to me, basil blue sage. Ooh. Which is basil, sage, rosemary, spearmint, cinnamon leaf. It's like a sprig of spring.
But seriously, if you think about it, how often do we wash our hands? I mean, you ever wash your hands after you eat, after you go to the bathroom, after you clean up? I mean, we're constantly washing our hands. And then to have that hand lotion to go with it that you can put on afterwards and it smells like that. I mean, that's a perfect duo right there. Can't go wrong. And listen, you know how important it is, you know, to wash your hands. It's really important. And you got to treat your hands. You got to take care of your hands.
So now you can actually get a hand product that smells good.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you how to get a special on it. So you can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea, which is spelled Caldrea, caldrea.com. So visit caldrea.com and add some wonder to your washing. Yeah. Lynette, tell us about Elixinol.
Elixinol. You know, I love this stuff. I've been taking it every day. Their mission is simple: improve the qualities of people's lives through the power of CBD. And yes, that's a tall order, but we have the knowledge and experience to deliver. So they make this great ingredient. They make these great CBD full spectrum hemp oil that has a wide range of complementary ingredients. It is how they created their Omega Turmeric capsule product, which is a powerful blend of full spectrum CBD, algae-derived DHA, and curcumin from turmeric. This combination is designed to restore balance and support optimal antioxidant activity, keeping you at your best. Their capsules are vegan, non-GMO, fully traceable, so you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. Each capsule has 15 milligrams of CBD, 120 milligrams of DHA, and 237 milligrams of curcumin. So you can get free shipping on all their orders if you head over to elixinol.com, that's E-L-I-X-I-N-O-L, and use the code CRYING20 at checkout, and you'll receive 20% off of Elixinol Omega Turmeric CBD capsule.
So,
yeah.
So you're relaxing on the law a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was just fun to get at.
Yeah, I'll tell you, LB. So we had to do one of those birthday parades.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but listen to this. Like, where are you going? Like, I'm not going to listen. Sorry, Steph. Go ahead and talk, but I'm not here for it.
I'm not listening.
So we did the parade by the girl's house. And then it was a bunch of LB's good friends and her camp friends that were in the cars. So as we went to turn the corner, a few of the people were kind of stopped. The moms were like talking to each other with masks on. Mm-hmm. And LB was like, "Can I get out? Can I get out?" And you know, I said, sure. So social distance. So they went out and LB stood with like a group of friends. I mean, probably like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was so happy, like the biggest smile. Yeah. They were sitting and chit-chatting. And then my friend, Lara, that you've heard me talk about, it's LB's friend, Lily's mom. Then she came by and then she and I sat like on a lawn strip near someone's house and talked. Now, the people that were the parents of the girl whose birthday it was, were being a little bit ridiculous, I'll be honest. They were kind of turning it into a little party in front of their house with their friends, which I wasn't really down with, because a lot of people just like standing really close and hanging out. And then they were like having drinks in the middle of the day, which is whatever. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it just turned into these two factions, like the social distance people that were at the corner,
right,
that were hanging out, but standing apart from each other and just talking.
Right.
And the kids were there. And then the party people that were just all like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Right.
One guy's in like a kind of a monster truck sort of thing, like in the middle of the road. And they're all like, I don't know. I was like, okay, whatever. But my friend Lara and I were like, okay, so, but we're sitting a few houses down, like on a lawn strip talking. And the guy, it was like his house.
Mm-hmm.
We might've been at like the next house. There's a guy standing outside of his house, like staring down at all the people that were sort of gathered. And, you know, I could understand his concern. He's, you know, it's like 1:30 in the afternoon. He's
right.
Like, I just don't understand what's going on. So he's standing there. And so we said, he's like, what's happening? We said, okay, well, it's a girl's birthday. She just turned 15 and people are doing that like parade thing where they come by and some people stopped by to say hello to the parents.
Right.
Like, so he's like, I just didn't know. I thought something was going on. I was looking for helicopters. Like, and he was being a little extra about it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, no, it's just, it's hard to have a birthday. It's hard to turn 15. At this time. And he's like, no. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he had a huge wooden cross in front of his house.
What? And I
don't really know why.
Was he doing like a Madonna video or something? Like, what's going on?
I know. It was so weird. We really wanted to ask him, like, what up with the cross? But what's happening with the big cross?
Yeah. People, I don't know. People, I think, are starting to relax, I guess. I don't know. You know, I was listening to Howard this morning, though, but he was saying he had a caller call in and said that he was up in Harlan yesterday to get Lysol. And he said that there's just people just like everywhere without nobody had a mask. Nobody. He's like people just hanging out outside, chit-chatting. Nobody had a mask. And that like sent Howard through the roof. And he says, I go for walks with my wife and I see them everywhere I go, just people without, they just think the wind is just going to take care of, like, he was being ridiculous. It was like, oh God, he would hate me and you. He's like, just because they're in residential neighborhoods doesn't mean they're not supposed to be wearing a mask.
Right.
So, you know, and then
like, I was wearing a mask outside, but I know, but that I'm so like, on the one hand, I really do believe like we have to pay attention to the law and we do need to be staying home. On the other hand, like, did the guy need to yell at me in the park?
Right. That's exactly right.
Like, who made everyone the police about it? Like, I just feel like if people are going to do what they're going to do, I would not be like the mask police on any, even in a store. That would be up to the store to tell somebody.
Exactly.
Like, if I want to protect myself, I'll protect myself. And I'm not going to be happy if a bunch of people are congregating. I'm going to silently judge them for sure. But I'm not going to like go peek over their fence and be like, do you guys know that there's a quarantine going on?
Right.
I'm just going to silently make fun of them in my mind and be like, wow.
And then judge them on your podcast.
Yes. That's how I'm going to handle it.
That's right.
Well, that's how Howard's handling it.
I know. Exactly. That's true.
He just has a much bigger platform. I'm sure those people are like, oh my God, did you?
Like, I love Robin because then she tells him he's being ridiculous. Because
he does?
Yeah. She tries to, she reels him in a little bit. Like, because he is a bit ridiculous about the whole thing. But, like, he just won't let anybody, like, you know, like when he had to have the equipment come, he had them come in that part of the house, and then he didn't go to, he had it sit for like 3 days before he even went into that part of the house. I don't know. I think that was a little, when the guy had a whole suit on, by the way, with gloves and a helmet and everything, like hazmat. Yeah. And then he still didn't, like, it's a little bit much, but Robin sent him a care package. And he was yelled at her, like, what are you doing sending me something? Like, I don't want to have packages in my house. You know that? I don't. Like, oh, yeah, that was the other. Like, he didn't want the masks because they were made in China. And he didn't want anything coming from China. He they ordered, like, cat toys made in China. They got rid of it. Like, oh, my God, you know, it's a little much. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. But
I mean, which Howard are we talking about? Is it
Howard Stern.
I know. It almost sounds like we're talking about the other Howie
Mandel. Yeah, I know. He is not, he's gotten a lot worse, Howard Stern, I think. Like, I don't think he was usually like this, but I don't know. But yesterday, so Natalia, she loves these drives now. And like almost every day, you know, Natalia's a very social, Sonny's not, but Natalia needs to be around people. You know, she's a very social person. So this is, it's pretty tough. One thing though, Olga and I said, we noticed that Natalia has gotten very, you know, she's a little, like, she's not so snappy. Well, you know, because she doesn't have the distraction of her friends. So she's relying on interactions with us. So she's more playful. She's more relaxed. Like, she's just, you know, at ease a little bit more. And, and I like it, you know, and it's nice. And I love that she wants to spend time with me. Like, she wants, you know, and I know why. I know she's lonely, but, like, you know, she wants to constantly go on these drives. And, you know, I don't want to go on drives all the time. Like, it's fucking, like, it was fine once a week, but she wants to go, like, almost every day. And when I go, okay, let's go on a drive, then we get in the car, and I'm like, we're just going to go around here. No. What? Like, she wants to go to Beverly Hills. She wants me to drive through Beverly Hills. As why? To look at what? You know, she loves, you know, she loves looking at the store windows and it's just pretty. So one day, yeah, I was like, I'm not going to Beverly Hills. And we started, she goes, can we just get on the freeway? We got on the freeway and we ended up in, like, I go, well, let's go to downtown LA. And she was like, and I go, yeah, you know, you haven't seen like the Disney Hall or anything. And she's like, Disney? Okay. You know, like, didn't know what she was in for. We got off. There was like homeless tents everywhere. And she was like, really? This is where we're going? And I was like, no, you know, it's downtown LA. Don't you want to see, do you want to get some, you know, see what your city looks like? You know, it's just, and so, but like, she constantly wants to go on these like long drives, like almost every day. And the other day we got in the car and I said, again, like, okay, well, we're not going to Malibu. And she goes, well, but I love, and I said, we'll go like through studios. Let's go to Studio City. We'll drive down Ventura Boulevard. And then she's like, okay. And I go, but I'm going to listen to my podcast. And then she goes, no, I want to listen to music. I want to listen to Bruce. I could not believe it. Cause, you know, I was telling you before, it was like, she plays a song, I play a song. She plays a song, I play a song. And I was playing a lot of Bruce. And then she was like, play that song you played the other day. So she likes a lot of like Born in the USA stuff, like Dance in the Dark, which it's all right, but you know, it's not my favorite, but she still loves The River. Like so I played Bruce like all the whole for like an hour. And I was like, had the best time. And when I pulled in, I said that, and she goes, you see, you always have a good time. Even when you don't want to go, even when I have to force you to go, you end up saying you had a good time.
Which
is true. But yeah, and I just was like, I could not believe she wanted to listen to Bruce. I was blown away, and this is like the best day ever.
Listening
to Bruce. I know, it was really nice.
I love that story.
Yeah, it was nice.
Elby, yesterday after we got back from the parade, Elby and her friend, Lara's daughter, Lily, they asked if they could do homework together if they like social distanced in her backyard. And I was like, yeah, it's okay. So she went over to her friend's house and they like sat 6 feet apart and they read they're both in the same program in school. So they read their English book out loud to each other and like whatever, did their homework. And then they sunbathed in their bathing suits and they talked and listened to music and stuff. And she was in the best mood when she got home, like, like the old Elby.
Yeah.
Like funny and joking with me. And I had to watch Too Hot to Handle because I recap it for Patreon for Rose Pricks.
Right.
And the show is so stupid.
I know.
But Elby's like, oh, you're going to watch Too Hot to Handle? And I go, yeah, I'm just on episode 3. And she was like, can I come watch it with you?
Aww.
I was like, yeah. So these poor kids.
I know. I feel for them. I really do. I do. I mean, because, you know, you think about their age and it's like, I could not imagine just being locked up. Like, this is their time. Like, they want to experience life. They want to be with people and be around their friends and go to school and stuff. I don't know. It's just heartbreaking.
I know. But then did you hear about the fact that they're thinking of reopening the schools in July?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go on record as complaining about that very heavily right now.
Yes.
I don't know who that's for, because if they're thinking like, well, a lot of kids, you know, haven't been in school. Well, they have.
And but they have,
I think, exactly. And it's been more challenging than it was before for them. Like, they need a break now more than ever from, especially if things are going to open back up and they can start doing things again. They can't, that now they're not going to have a summer.
I know. It was horrendous. I hope that's not going to be the case.
Me too. That would be terrible.
Yeah.
That would make a traumatic thing worse.
Yeah. The kids heard about that too. And they're like, there's no way I'm going to school in July. I'm not going to school in July. Hell no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like no.
I just don't understand like who that's for. I mean, who is it for? Who does that help?
Well, I was wondering that, I don't know if maybe they're thinking that we're going to have shut down again in December, you know, like in case there's a flare up and they have to shut the schools again, you know, like maybe they're thinking do it now while things are calm, you know, I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
But
why?
But what about kids' mental health? My thing is like, okay, well, even if you did that, then you shut down. So then the only time that they're out of school is when they can't see their friends.
Right. I know. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. I don't understand. But they said that also LAUSD said that, I saw it on a scroll underneath the Today Show the other day, that they will not reopen until that there's the social distancing, until there's like a vaccine or something. It was something that they're not going to do it until there's, what do you call it? Call it when they can trace back, like they can identify who's got it.
Yeah, the contact tracing.
Yeah. Until that's going and that's effective, then they're not going to open until that happens.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I have relaxed. I'll tell you the ways that I've relaxed so far. Ever since I got into like a little thing with Greg Mansfield on Facebook, and he said everybody's being ridiculous, which I disagree with, but then
what are you talking about? You never told us this.
Oh, it wasn't like any big deal, but this guy, one of our listeners named Greg, he goes back and forth with his thinking about things. Like some things I disagree with him on, but then other things like he's pretty normal. But then he said that there's a study out that you don't have to wipe down your groceries anymore. So of course I was immediately like, well, he's stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But then just to be safe, I Google it. And sure enough, they're saying like, you don't really need to wipe down your groceries or your takeouts. Yeah. Your groceries. Well, I took that to heart because I was really grossed out by it. We can't find any 409 anywhere. So we've been wiping down our groceries with Pine Sol. And it's just disgusting.
Yeah, I know. It smells like a hospital.
Yes, it's so awful.
Spraying alcohol over all the bags and everything and all the bottles and all the cans and all the whatever. It just, I know, I'm so sick of it. I really am.
Well, according to Greg, we don't have to do that anymore. And it seems to be backed up by the latest studies. So I don't know.
But I don't get it. Because what if somebody has the virus, picks up a soup can? I mean, maybe what are the chances, I guess?
Looks at it, holds it, right. Looks at it and says, wait a minute, this is a red clam chowder. Right. I want white clam chowder. Oh, what is this, Manhattan clam chowder? That's not what I wanted. Let me look at the ingredients. Yeah, then they cough on it a little bit and then they go, nope, I need the New England clam chowder, and they put it back.
Right. And then your husband comes along, picks it up.
And goes, let me text the picture of this to my wife.
Right.
And see if this is the right chowder.
Yeah. And then he rubs his nose and rubs his eyes. By the way, Dr. Bruce made a good point. He said, you know, they want you to wear the mask because they don't want you to touch your mouth or your nose. He goes, but what's the biggest thing on your face that you could infect is your
eyes.
You know, so what's the point? And I rub my eyes all the time. I have allergies. So I'm doomed. But I don't know. I don't know. I you know what I do? So, you know, honestly, I take the apples. Like, people are asking me, how do I wash the fruit? I take the apples and the grapes and stuff, and I wash them with soap and water. I wash them really, really good with soap and water. Well, I don't, you know, I ran out of the other stuff, so.
The Pine Sol?
Yeah, I ran out of Pine Sol.
I spray Pine Sol all over my fruit, and then I just really rub it in there to just polish it to a shine. And then my kids go, how did you get the apples so shiny?
Right.
And I go, Pine Sol.
That is so fresh.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's Yeah. What can I say? I'm having, you know, problems with Blue Shield. That's what I really wanted to talk about. That was, don't want to bury the lead. A lot is going on with Blue Shield.
I'm dying to know what's going on with Blue Shield.
Well, keep wondering, lady, because I'm not telling anybody. You guys all lost your Blue Shield privileges.
Yes. Well, I was interested.
I know. I'll be the first to admit it went on too. The story went on too many. There were too many installments of the Blue Shield saga.
Currently,
I'm waiting for a refund check, which they claim is coming, but I don't want to follow up because I don't want my blood pressure to go up. I don't want to have to write to anybody and ask where the checks are.
I thought you were going to say, I don't want to follow up because I don't want to jinx it.
But hey, you know what? I want to ask you, do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
Yeah. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Because Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners, or not just your homeowners, Lynette, your renter's insurance, along with your auto policy, which I understand. I don't like having a bunch of different policies floating around. It's a good thing because, listen, you already have a lot to do around your home, you know, pine-soling your fruit, but this is easy. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So what else? Give us some excuse before we end this sucker.
So have you heard about these TikTok challenges that's going
on?
No. All
these
different ones? Well, like I get this like parenting whatever for social media like thing, like alerts that you should be, you know about in case your teens are getting enticed by some weirdo on the internet or something.
Uh-huh.
So there's this, I guess, these TikTok challenges that are going around that are, one of them, there's a lawsuit against TikTok. What are they calling? Tripping. They're calling the tripping challenge. And now it's turned into the skull buster challenge. And
what it is,
it's two of your friends. And this was like when they were in school, obviously. And they're standing there and they get an unknowing other friend and they go, hey, come in the middle, stand in the middle of us and jump. Just do like, and they think, you know, they're just like, hey, let's try this thing. Like, let's for TikTok, stand in the middle and jump. The person stands in the middle and jumps while the two people on each side sweep their legs. So they fall just completely on their back and hit the back of their head.
Oh, no.
And then a 10-year-old girl it happened to, and she got a swelling in the back of her head, and she had to go to the hospital, and her parents are suing, and yeah, so that's going along. That's going around. And then there's another one, like a video where they show it, and the kid just goes like, smacks his head completely on the concrete and then doesn't get up. And the friends are laughing and they're like trying to get him up. And he's like completely like unconscious. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I know. And then there's the licking the ice cream. And I guess they videotape yourself going to the supermarket, opening up a thing of ice cream, a gallon of ice cream, and licking the top. And then putting the top back on.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no, right? And then there's a guy that showed it, him doing it, and bragged about it. And then lo and behold, the police found him and arrested him. And he said, and this guy's 35 years old, by the way. And
oh, my
said,
God.
I know. He said that he bought the ice cream. He showed the receipt. And they didn't care. They still, you know, they still charged him with something. There's the penny in the socket.
Well, if he bought the ice cream, although maybe he bought a different
ice cream. Like that one, right.
No, but I mean, maybe he, yeah, exactly. Maybe he, like, that was his, you know.
Right. I know, yeah.
To be able to protect himself, he said he bought the ice cream, but he actually bought a different one. Or right. He's a total pussy, and he was like, I'm going to do this challenge, but then, you know, he's right. Like, I better buy it, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, right. The guy's 35 years old. That's the one thing that stood out to me. I was like, a 35-year-old? I get it if they're 12, but a 35-year-old?
You think if he's going to do that, that would be at least an Instagram challenge.
Yes.
Not a TikTok challenge. You're 35.
What's he doing on TikTok? He didn't even have it downloaded to his phone. He shouldn't even know what it is if he doesn't have kids. Idiot. Dumbass.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. Then there's other ones that are dangerous, like the penny in the socket, you know, just them putting pennies in the socket. I don't know.
And, I haven't heard about that one.
You haven't heard that? And then there's like the eating of the Tide, like detergents.
Tide Pods, that's been around for a while. Is that what you're talking about?
The Tide Pods, yeah.
That's still around? That's still happening?
Well, they listed a whole thing of past challenges on TikTok. I don't know if it's still happening, but.
Oh my God. This is how our kids get a bad reputation.
Yes.
Doing things like Tide Pod challenges. I don't remember people doing stupid shit like that when we were kids.
No, because you know, it's because they want that. They want the fame, the 15 minutes of, they want to be like, they want.
Oh yeah. Social media stuff. Yep.
Yeah. They want their video to go viral. And it's like this generation is growing up, like all social media, like how many likes they can get, you know? And it's scary to think about, like that they're, you know, if you don't have a well-adjusted kid, or maybe you do, I don't, you know, I mean, it can get to them if they, you know, they get their fame and then it's fleeting and they don't have it anymore. And then that's that. And it can be damaging, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like kids need to be in sports. They need to have that, you know, self-worth thing, real self-worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that reminds me of, well, I have one more thing to tell you, which is speaking of that, and then I have something else for Friday, thank God.
Okay.
But I will tell you one sort of social media thing that Elby's gotten turned onto, which is really cute to watch, which is, have you heard of Depop?
No. What is it?
So it's like Poshmark for teenagers, basically.
Right.
I think that's who mostly uses it. And they go and they sell stuff to each other. So Elby got herself, and she did this all on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I should be that surprised. She is a teenager, but I think it's very, entrepreneurial. She like got on this thing and she started selling her, all her brandy tank tops. Like, you know, these kids are addicted to tank tops.
I've heard about kids selling their clothes.
Yeah. So so apparently Brandy Glanville, as I like to call her, that Brandy bitch that we hate that sells the hoary clothes.
Yes.
Brandy So
Randy Melville.
Yes. Yeah, so there was like a, they're not, you can't buy Brandy Melville stuff right now, apparently. And since you can't go to PacSun, I don't know why, but LB says it's a lot of Brandy stuff is very hard to get right now. So a lot of kids are selling their Brandy stuff. So they're almost, they're basically getting full price, but it's really cute because she goes, like she puts on the top or whatever, gets a picture taken with it. And then she puts it on the website and then she gets all excited. You made me think of it because of the likes. She's like, oh my God, I just posted this tank top and like, I already have like all these people are interested and they're negotiating. It's really cute.
Oh, she's like, I love that.
I posted it for 25 and a girl was like, will you take 15? And then LB said, this is what you do, mom. You start high so that you can seem like you're going low. I was like, really? That's a great technique. I love it. She's like, yeah. And then I said, could you do 20? And the girl said, sure, I can. So she's like, I got $20 for it.
Nice.
Anyway, she's sold three things already. It's very cute. I like
watching. That's awesome. So then what is she, do they come by and like pick it up?
No, so they have a in-app thing where they can print out a mailing label.
Ooh, that's awesome.
So I have from when I send out the t-shirts for Crying Out Loud, I have these like plastic envelopes basically. I got a ton of them for pretty cheap. So she just puts it in there, seals it up, tapes the mailing label on it, and then we just drop it at the post office.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
So cute.
What's it called? Depop?
Depop.
Depop. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Natalia's already heard of it, but reminder.
She bought a t-shirt off of a friend a couple days ago.
Oh.
To go drop the money. She has to like do an exchange thing or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But I love that.
Yeah,
I
so cute. That.
That's a positive thing. See, that's a positive thing that social media does.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, this was fun. I love talking to you every week, Lynette. And I think for Patreon, we should do a Zoom call with all of our patrons. What do you think?
Yeah, I love that idea. Let's do it.
Do you want to plan it? Should we plan it for maybe Friday, like next Friday night?
Yeah, let's do it. I ain't nothing going on.
Okay. All right. I'll put a post up on Patreon for that. And we'll do that for Friday night.
Okay.
Okay.
How does it work? So we do it on a Zoom call?
I'll literally send a link to everybody who's a Patreon subscriber.
Okay. And so
I can message en masse all of Patreon.
Awesome.
So I'll put it on there and the link and invite everybody.
Oh my God. That's going to be fun.
Because I have a professional Zoom account right now, so I can host it.
Well, all right.
How many
people can you do?
I think because I have the professional account, it's unlimited. It goes up high. I don't know. I can do a lot.
Nice. Let's do it. That's
okay.
Wish we were doing it now.
I know. All right. Well, before we go, let's thank our sponsors.
Thanks to our sponsors.
Caldrea, Elixinol, Geico, and NetSuite. Thanks to everybody.
Check them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then our Patreon, our big Patreon premium people, our new one, Kathy Friend. I don't know if you've checked her out, but
I have.
She's a stylist.
I love her.
Yeah. Kathy with a K, friend.com. Go check out her website. She's got an ebook with 5 steps to tap into your true beauty through your style. You're going to really love this girl. She's so cute. You're going to love her style. And then she's going to help you. Like, and then she has a private Facebook group you can get in, and she's just going to give you ideas for like easy ways to style yourself.
I love it.
And then we have Sarah Dean, who hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms figure out who the fuck they are after they have a baby. And we talked about having a baby early in the show today.
We did.
So check her podcast out at shamelessmom.com, you know, if you're going through it. And then we have Sandra Green's a shout out, which is for velvetswing.com. And it's a special CBD topical that's for your sexy time. Check out her website, velvetswing.com, to find out more. We've got Corrine Hayes. Her doctor for her daughter, who has Prader-Willi syndrome, is raising money for clinical trials. And the link is at the top of the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. If you would like to, you know, throw $5 their way, every little bit helps. And then this week, Ulysses wants everybody, if they can, to go at least check out, if not donate, to it's okay. This is hyper local, Ulysses says, but it's his SPCA, so the animal, for his local SPCA. I think that's so sweet. It's called Fauquier. Fauquier.
Are we allowed to say that?
Fauquier, SPCA.com. And you spell Fauquier, Fauquier. Fauquier. SPCA.com. Fauquier.
Sounds like a bad word in Italian.
It does. It kind of does. All right. That's all for this week. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kaylin. Hang in there.
Yeah. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.